Dykes and Towing are going to make it. We're good.
Oh, okay.
They said they have enough people there. I asked how many people were there, and they said there enough walked in, so we're good.
Okay. We got enough to go. Yeah,
that's the short story of our heritage. We're just a truck stop on the Spanish Trail. Yeah.
We do. We've got four board members.
Okay.
Spencer said that his... Last night, I was texting him, and he thought he would make it, but he said that his mom's not doing very good today, so he's with her, and then I believe Terry's probably still down in Arizona. And I thought David Harris was going to be here, but he'll probably show up in a minute.
Well, we're all right. We can get started then, can we?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know that we need a pledge and prayer, but
okay.
Well, that is on the agenda. We could.
Let's skip
we
that.
We don't have a...
Okay, then let's go right into the business consideration for an adoption of a parameters resolution authorizing the issuance of parity water revenue bonds and a parity water revenue bond application. Note series 2023 of the district calling a public hearing to receive input with respect to the issuance of such bonds and any potential impact to the water sector from the construction project. So we're going to have to do what we do, then we're going to have a public hearing in our next meeting.
That's right. So this is just basically kind of putting the public on notice. Here's the parameters of the loans, the notes. We've already gone through this one time with some of just, you know, adopting the loans, but this is just procedural for our USDA that we do this. And so this is the kind of first portion of that where we have all the information available for the public to be able to see what the loans are, and then we'll formally adopt them. One thing that is, hey David,
hey.
How are you?
Good, David.
Good.
Good to have a voice of reason here.
Oh, wow.
One thing on the, as I've been working with USDA, is they do want us to get some interim financing. So they will not fund until what, Curtis? Is it a certain percentage of the project that's complete before they'll actually start obligating funds?
Correct, yeah. We anticipate it'll kind of be broken into two. When we do the wells and the pipelines together and the tanks together is kind of our thought process. Or we could separate out if we get the Cedar Highlands tank completed, design completed first, we can incorporate that. So it's got to be probably around the 50% mark, if that helps us. But we can do two closings.
Okay.
So we could do one, and then if we get this the $4 million take completed, we do the second closing. So.
Okay.
Oh, we got to go to the bank and borrow some money then.
So we'll have to do some interim financing for it. Right now, the master resolution that we would pass in April at our board meeting shows that we will. It's got State Bank listed as the bank, but we could change that and shop around a little bit. So I plan to do that, and I thought that could either grab David or Terry, where she worked in that, and maybe run and check on some rates. So that is, I just wanted to make sure we're all on the same page there, know what's going on there.
Say, so come see me, I'll give you some financing. Very special deal.
Very special price.
Okay, then we just need to have a vote on what we're doing here then?
Yeah, we just need a motion to approve that.
To do number two or to do all three?
Just number two right now.
Okay. Okay, then.
I'll make a motion to approve number two.
Okay.
I'll second.
All right, any further discussion?
I think we're supposed to actually read that off.
Read that whole thing.
Motion to adopt the parameters resolution authorizing the issuance of parity water revenue bonds and a parity water revenue bond anticipation note series 2023 of our Central Lane County Water Conservancy District.
That's it.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed?
No, that would be.
And then we would call for a public hearing, right?
Move to call for.
So I would move that we call for a public hearing to receive input with respect to the issuance of such bonds and any potential impact to the private sector from the construction of the project.
So I set the date on that for the April meeting?
Yes, that will be April 17th.
Hold on. It'll be
the 14th if it's.
14th?
That's third Thursday.
20th.
Oh, I'm on the wrong week, sorry.
April 20th.
On April 20th.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, very good. Well, that's the important business. One other item of business is number three here. We've got another change order request from Transcon. And there's a couple of... Anyway, that sits up on the TV screen. It's
no signal. There you go.
Really weak because it keeps going in and out. So sorry about that. This was forwarded to you guys as well earlier in the week, but this is a change order for the environmental on our Pine Valley Water Supply project. And I just wanted to kind of give an update really quick on the financial side. I haven't done this in a little while. But basically, Transcon has completed all the tasks that were required. The BLM has continually asked for additional studies and analysis, and so that's been the requirement for much of the change orders. One thing right here is that they're asking for a raise. They haven't received a raise since we began this project in 2019. So that's built in a little bit there. Most of their work is done, however, it's not a large amount. But I thought it'd be interesting here to kind of go over what change orders have occurred. So let me go out again.
Jump that again.
So the initial large change order that we had was shortly after we began the project. It was determined that we needed to do more environmental work, and so that's when we had the large change order for nearly $600,000. Additional surveys, there was a $400,000 change order. But no, that was the original contract price, was the $585,000, and then the first change order was the $429,000 for the groundwater analysis, groundwater modeling. And then in 2020 there was the $28,000 change order, and then another one for $79,000, and then $125,000. So we haven't had a change order since the May, I think that date's wrong, that would have been 2021, and that would have been, had a change order. So they are requesting $235,000, and just so we're all kind of on the same page. We did budget $300,000 in this for this project this year. So it's within the budget of what they're requesting if they use all of that within this calendar year. So
it's basically is that the total budget for everything or just
for everything.
So they're gonna take the lion's share of that? Do they have other things that are gonna come up, or is this I mean, would they take like $200,000 instead of $235,000, so we have $100,000 for something else if we need it?
Yeah, they don't spend it if they don't need it. Yeah, I mean that they're staying within, they'll stay within the budget, and I don't think that they will use all of the funds this year anyway. So they'll everything is locked, and it'll go into next year. So it's not on a calendar; it's based off of what we approve and what it's for. Because I don't actually foresee that we use and expend all the funds this next year. In other words, I don't think that we'll have the record of decision as early as, you know, as early as the end of this year, like is projected. So unless something drastically changes in Washington, D.C., I don't see that happening.
We can pray.
All right then.
So environmentally total on the project, 1.4 $1.485 million.
That's pretty much 1.5.
Yeah.
Most of it.
So pretty much 1.5. We a little bit of reference there. I think total in acquiring the water rights, the time that we spent, attorney's fees, everything from 2006 until they were approved in 2019, was just over $1.2 million. So in the matter of 4 or 5 years that we've been working on the EIS, we've far outpaced what we paid for, you know, 15 years of acquiring the water rights with our environmental work. But we've got a pretty awesome model.
So we're up to what, about $5 million now?
Total? No, that would be closer to three.
Less than a percent of what we're going to spend in the overall debt.
If we have to put a pool together, see how much it's going to litigate that, take to litigate that to town.
Yeah. Figure that out.
What we're going to spend, we can put in a pool.
Yeah. And pee in it.
Yeah, that's right.
The actual tasks are listed in this document of what they're going to perform, what needs to be performed, what BLM has requested. So those are all listed in there as well. So
you feel good about it, right?
Yeah, you feel good about it, and then you also look at it and say, what are your alternatives?
I look at it, it's pennies on the dollar, the whole picture.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Paul, what's the next review cycle with the BLM? You get a work, the allies are requesting some information, you're putting a work product together, and we're going to present that at some point.
We've presented as we go.
We've presented a lot of that, and there's not anything scheduled right now.
Okay.
The next meeting that we're going to have is with the state engineer.
Okay.
To discuss our monitoring and mitigation plan.
Great.
And then, and that should be sometime shortly after the legislative session. So we're coming up probably April.
And that's another thing the BLM wants.
Yeah. Yep. That was based off of a lot of public comments. It was based off of Beaver County trying to sue us in November. Yeah. Remember, they said that we were not adhering to the monitoring and mitigation plan.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a response to that. Which that lawsuit, like we thought it would, went away. Yes. They just,
After the guy realized what he did.
Yeah. And we can talk about that in a closed session. We'll probably ought to do that. So.
Okay, then. You want to get a motion to approve number three, then, right?
Motion to approve the change order request for the environmental impact statement of the Pine Valley Water Supply Project for Transcon Environmental and Formation Environmental.
Okay.
Second.
Any further discussion? Not all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay, thank you. Okay, then you will need to have a little closed session.
Paul? I do, yeah, if you don't mind.
Make a motion to close our regular meeting and go into closed session for the purpose of discussing imminent litigation or acquiring real property.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Tyler Allred, yes.
Brent Hunter, yes.
Dave Harris, yes.
Tyler Milling, aye.
Andrew McRae, aye.
Okay.